Until closing in 2005, the Hermosa manufacturing factory made UW sportswear for Adidas. Since then, the manager has been prosecuted for making off of $285,000 worth of employees' back pay and blacklisting 63 unionized employees. The UW Chancellor's Office sent an envoy to investigate those claims and follow up with Adidas. After several exchanges between the two organizations, Adidas says it'll inform its subcontractors that blacklisting will not be tolerated, set up a confidential hotline for workers to report discriminatory practices, and encourage the hiring of the blacklisted workers. Jane Collins, chair of the UW-Madison's Women's Studies Department and member of the Labor Licensing Committee, admits she's skeptical.
Adidas is doing what it's done for 3 years. It's dragging its feet. It's trying to set up a few processes that may or may not work. And we don't know what results will be forthcoming.
Meanwhile, Molly Glasgow of the Student Labor Action Coalition wants an immediate termination of the UW's contract with Adidas. At the end of the meeting, she presented a cardboard trophy meant to chastise the chancellor's office for its continuing relationship with Adidas.
Hopefully, these letters will prove results and the contract will either be fixed or cut. But until that happens, Chancellor Wiley is still sweatshop chancellor.
Yeah. The annual $1.2 million contract runs through 2011. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.